we always tend to think of the main mitzvah of Chanukah as being the Hadlakat Neirot, lighting the Chanukah candles. But in actual fact, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat on Daf Kaf Aleph says that the days of Chanukah were fixed as days of Hallel v'Hoda'ah, days of saying Hallel, giving praise to Hashem, and thanking Hashem. And Hallel is a very critical part of the celebration of Chanukah. So the Gemara in Masechet Arachin lists all the occasions when we say Hallel, and says that the common denominator between them is that these occasions have a special korban. They're called a moed, and there's an issur malacha. You're not allowed to do work on these occasions. So that, of course, presents a problem with regard to Chanukah, because Chanukah, there's no korban, it's not a moed, and there's no issur malacha. So how is it that we say Hallel? So the Gemara explains that it's because of the Nisa. It's because of the miracle that's happened, and there seems to be a different dimension of the mitzvah of Hallel on Chanukah to the other festivals. On the other festivals, it's because of the fact that it is a festival that demands us to say Hallel. But on Chanukah, it's in celebration of the miracle and recognition of the miracle that that occurred. Now, there's actually a discussion in the Rishonim and in the Achronim about the very nature of Chanukah, or of Hallel on Chanukah, as opposed to the very nature of Hallel on the other Chagim. That's as far as the Magid Mishnah is concerned, we can suggest that the Chiyuv of Hallel on Chanukah is much more significant than it is on the other Moadim, that on Chanukah it's Midivrei Kabbalah, whereas on the other Moadim it's just Midrabanan. Difference is whether it is divinely inspired or whether it is just rabbinically instituted. And Chanukah, because it's of the, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognizing the miracle, so it could be that it's on a higher status than the other Chagim, which is of course a little bit paradoxical, because Chanukah is a Moed which is only Midrabanan, whereas the other Moedim are Doraita. So one would have thought that on the other Moedim the Chiyuv is greater, but according to the Magid Mishnah, that's not necessarily the case. It's on Chanukah, it doesn't, the Chiyuv is not because it's Chanukah. On Chanukah, the Chiyuv is because of the miracles that happens. And there's a mitzvah midivrei sofrim, or midivrei kabbalah, mitzvah midivrei kabbalah, to say Hallel on a miracle. And in actual fact, the Chatam Sofer suggests it might even be possible to say that on Chanukah, the Chiyuv is d'oraita, whereas on the other Moedim, it is d'rabbanan. On the other hand, there are Rishonim who say the other way round. The Ramban is of the opinion that it might be that the other Moedim, the Chiyuv, is d'oraita, because those Moedim are from the Torah. But Chanukah, seeing as Chanukah itself is only Midrabanan, so the Ramban is of the opinion that it can't be that the Hallel on Chanukah is more than d'rabbanan. But according to the position of the Chatam Sofer and the Magid Mishnah, it could be that you know, those who say that you should say Hallel, for example, on Yom Yerushalayim, the Chiyuv of Hallel on Yerushalayim, because of the nace that happened, could be a greater Chiyuv than the Hallel on Sukkot or Shavuot, because that's only Midrabanan, whereas it, conceivably we could say that Hallel on Yerushalayim is a Doraita. This question of to whether or not Hallel on Chanukah is d'oraita or d'rabbanan can have an impact on the question as to whether or not women have got a chiyuv of saying Hallel on Chanukah. Essentially, Hallel on Chanukah is a mitzvah tasei shas man gram, a positive time-bound mitzvah, which means that women are going to be exempt. However, if it's a mitzvah mid'rabbanan, then we could say afein hayu b'otor hanis, that women were beneficiaries of the miracle of Chanukah, and therefore they should also say Hallel. We certainly say that with regard to Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah midrabanan, and seeing as women were beneficiaries, so therefore women are obligated in this. As opposed to the mitzvah of Sukkah, women were beneficiaries of the Sukkot, where the Sukkot mamash or ananei hakavod in the midbar. Nevertheless, seeing as the mitzvah is d'oraita, women are exempt from it. So accordingly, some Achronim say particularly based on comments of Tosfot in Masechet Sukkah Daf Lamed Chet with regard to Hallel on Nel HaSeder, where Tosfot say that women are obligated in Hallel on Nel HaSeder because of Afel Hayubot or Hanes, that one could apply that equally to Hallel on Chanukah. That's the position of Rabbi Shimon Sofer, the grandson of the Chatam Sofer. Others say, though, that no, Hallel on Chanukah, like any other time, is Doraita, and therefore we don't apply the principle of Afein Hayubot or Hanes. Rav Ovadia Yosef, in Yechaved Dat, Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Chet, points out that the Rambam says that Hallel is always the Rabbanan, and doesn't make any distinction between Chanukah and the other occasions. And the Rambam also says that a woman can never be motzi a man with Hallel, which indicates that even though Hallel is Drabanan, that women are not obligated with it, presumably because the Rambam sees that Hallel is a mitzvah in its totality. We don't say there's Hallel on Chanukah and Hallel on other occasions. Hallel is a mitzvah midrabanan, and it's mitzvah taseh shazman grama, and therefore women are exempt from it. That's how Rav Ovadia Yosef paskens. And my nafkamina is number one, whether or not women have to say Hallel. Women's busy on Hanukkah. Does she have to say Hallel? And number two, according to Sephardi practice, women don't say a bracha on mitzvah taseh shazman grama, but they're not obliged to do. And therefore, according to Sephardim, women wouldn't say a bracha on Hallel on Hanukkah. Ad kan.